Mention the phrase Common Core in some circles, and it's equivalent to throwing out fighting words. Some say the national standards control too much of what happens in the classroom. Others balk at the fact that in some states the standards are linked to federal grants, and some just find them too expensive and confusing.
We're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars, gentlemen, with commissions and standards and all of this stuff. But why can't we just go back to basics? Just teach them how to read.
That's O'Maria Scott, a Laurel, Mississippi Democrat, in a spirited debate on Common Core in the state legislature. Mississippi led the South with 31 Common Core bills, including a repeal that was vetoed by the governor this year. It's not that he doesn't want the repeal, but the bill didn't go far enough to make sure Common Core wasn't used in Mississippi schools. Southern historian Chris Doss isn't surprised by the anti-government sentiment.
You will find it among the southern region consistently being anti because of a national leader. Also, a general feeling that we don't need that federal government involved in our local situation.
Alabama State School Superintendent Dr. Tommy Bice thinks it's more than just federal involvement stirring opposition.
I think there's this fear the federal government under the current president has a mission to do something sinister through education to change the minds and values of children and their families across the South.
Bice says it's about improving education.
We're talking about mathematics. How do you take the variable X and politicize it? It's a political agenda that is not just unique to Alabama.
So why is Common Core a flashpoint when formal assessments for education have been around for years? UAB Education Dean Debbie Volt says it's about perceptions.
I think there's a fear among some that this could be a national takeover of the schools. People have a concern with the possible or what is perceived to be the loss of autonomy or local control.
She says standards set as part of Common Core provide national consistency in education expectations.
So if I, from Alabama, were to move to California, I could expect that at a minimum, the school system there would be attempting to meet these commonly accepted notions of what students should know and be able to do.
The Common Core grew out of a bipartisan effort to make sure students graduated ready for college or career. Even some leaders involved in its creation have changed their minds or found themselves in heated debates. The National Council of Chief State School Officers is one of the organizations behind the standards. The group's executive director, Chris Minnick, hears the concerns and says he encourages dialogue.
Some of the legislative battles have been very hard. They've actually been very good to make sure we're having the right conversation.
The most important factor in the debate, Minnick says, is the students and their future.
Whether it's Common Core or any set of standards that a state would have, I think the idea of making sure our kids graduate ready to go on to college or ready to go on to a career training program is really what we were about.
Excited students file into a Birmingham arena for graduation of the Woodlawn High School class of 2015. Valedictorian Trey Hawkins and his classmates have completed the college and career readiness standards. State leaders say Alabama standards are even tougher than the Common Core. Trey says he's ready.
It prepared me more than just my academia, you know, and how I can stand in a classroom setting. It prepared me for a global economy.
Trey, a Gates Scholar, will attend Howard University in Washington, D.C. He plans to become a doctor, return to Birmingham, and open up clinics in low-income neighborhoods. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.